here inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. And Wes, I got to ask you about the Patriots and the Cardinals again. Neither you or myself can see them. I got to flip around here and see if they made this field goal. There was a minute and 52 seconds left. It came down to fourth and one for Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Kingsbury elected to try the field goal. It looks like it's wide right, just brushing the outside of the upright. It remains tied at 17 apiece with the Patriots. Again, less than a minute and 50 seconds to go in this ball game. It remains tied at 17 apiece, and the Patriots will take over on offense. This one, absolutely down to the wire.
Yeah, that is missed by Zane Gonzalez. Now going to be 17-17. Patriots going to take over on their own 35. Doesn't look like they have a timeout remaining, so trying to get into field goal range. Two games went final over the break, Brady. Both the New York teams, Giants survive in Cincinnati 19-17. And we mentioned, look, Giants, if you're laying them at 6.5, you're late to the party. If you probably got there on the teaser, though, with the Giants, as they get the win in Cincinnati 19-17. Of course, we'll be looking for an update on Daniel Jones, who did not return today with the hamstring injury. And then also the Jets fall to 0-11, 20-3 Miami Dolphins, the winners in the Meadowlands today. So that is now a final score. And also the Bills added a field goal, 3:26 left to go. So now that is a two-score game. Backdoor is still open for Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And speaking of backdoor, and that happened right before we went to the break, Jacksonville Jaguars in the backdoor, 27-25, forced to go for two again because Doug Marrone went for two up 19-17 in the third quarter. So if this ends like this, 27-25, it's going to save a lot of money line parlay Browns backers and also some teaser Browns backers, as two is going to be good enough for the Cleveland Browns to cover on the teaser. But it's 27-25. Currently in Jacksonville. Cleveland going to have a first and 10 on the 37. So Cleveland basically just needs to get a first down here and they will end the game.
Yeah, and big news for the Minnesota Vikings and Carolina Panthers game, where the Carolina Panthers, the defense of Minnesota, finally stood up and stopped them into a 4th-and-13 punting situation. It was a muffed punt by Minnesota, their third turnover of the day, and now the Carolina Panthers have first and goal with just a few minutes left in this ball game, and they already lead it by three. You figure, obviously, they need a touchdown here to make it a two-possession game. Minnesota may have one more chance if they can hold Carolina to a field goal, but the Panthers inside the 10-yard line, I believe, and I believe now are facing second and goal as they look to put this one away in Minnesota.
Yeah, let me flip to New England real quick. It looked like Cameron Newton ran for the first down, took an absolute shot from one of the Arizona Cardinal defenders, and now we've got a little bit of a fracas, if you will, on the Patriots sideline, quickly dispersed by the officiating crew. That was Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. Looked like he made some helmet-to-helmet contact on Cam Newton. Two heads definitely did clash there. Flag is thrown, so New England going to get 15 more yards likely on that personal foul penalty on the Clemson rookie, Isaiah Simmons. So New England about to get in the field goal range here in Foxborough.
Yeah, and that's how you lose ball games, Wes. Obviously, the missed field goal is a physical mistake, but a mental mistake there by Simmons, giving him a free 15 yards. That could be the difference between being in field goal range and not being in range, and certainly that is going to pad the case for the New England Patriots, who went in as one-point underdogs and really saw a lot of the money. Opened up as 2.5-point underdogs, closed here at BetMGM as 1-point underdogs, and a field goal may be the difference here as New England looks to bounce back off of the loss to the Houston Texans and get the win at home today. The Atlanta Falcons 33-6 now over the Las Vegas Raiders as they add a field goal there. Still a lot of time. I know Las Vegas wanting to get out of town there, but they've still got to wait it out just a bit. Arizona, as you mentioned, 17 apiece right now with New England knocking on the door, trying to finish this game. 38-20 in favor of the Tennessee Titans over the Indianapolis Colts, and the Buffalo Bills 27-17 over the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Cleveland Browns trying to close out those pesky Jacksonville Jaguars 27-25. This is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. I'm live at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Wes, my partner down the street at the VSiN Studios, as we bring you all of the action for NFL Sunday Week 12. The in-game wagering opportunities, the scoreboard updates, all the highlights. And right now, second and goal for the Carolina Panthers as they get the muffed punt by the Minnesota Vikings with a three-point lead, 24-21 right now. They are on the other side of the two-minute warning, 1:56 to go in Minnesota, Wes, and Carolina off of the shutout of the Detroit Lions, looking to make it two in a row.
Yeah, and in very good position, Carolina is to do that. Want to get to New England here real quick. 50-yard field goal attempt for Nick Folk, 17 apiece here, 3 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, so this will essentially end the game if he can make it, and Nick Folk is true down the middle of the uprights. New England Patriots going to get the outright underdog win, 20-17, despite an absolute miserable statistical performance from Cam Newton today, but they stole a win and they keep some slim wild card playoff hopes alive. And if you're Arizona, look, this is a very young team. You got to feel like you let one get away, and they are showing Cam Newton there. Cam Newton still looks a little worse for wear, and like he's not all with it, taking that headshot from the Clemson rookie Isaiah Simmons. So he's walking off the field off his own power, but he still looked a little bit woozy there as the one of the assistant coaches was talking to him. So we'll have to check on his status after the game, certainly, because he took a big shot, and that 15-yard personal foul ends up costing Arizona the game.
Yeah, absolutely. 15 yards, a huge difference. I mean, a 50-yarder isn't exactly a 65-yarder. A great kick by Nick Folk there from 50 out, but you move him back 15 more yards to a 65-yarder. It's a wholly different situation for the New England Patriots. Isaiah Simmons with a big, big rookie mistake there with the helmet-to-helmet contact. And Newton was clearly, being in a submissive position, mm-hmm. ready to go out of bounds when he took that hit. And just not a smart play that, like you say, ends up costing the Arizona Cardinals the game today in Foxborough. The Carolina Panthers on third and goal, Teddy Bridgewater misses his target. So now it'll be fourth and goal for Carolina, up by 3 points in Minnesota. I have not seen if they're trotting the field goal team out just yet, but I would imagine that's what they're going to do. They're on about the 4 or 5 yard line of the Vikings. So not a great situation to go for it here, Wes, but they've got to put some more points on the board to take Minnesota out of being able to tie it up with a field goal and have to score a touchdown to win this ball game.
Yeah, looks like all three of these teams are out of timeouts. DJ Moore, by the way, the Carolina receiver, currently being helped off the field, not able to come off under his own power. Matt Rhule obviously out there to check on his star receiver for the Panthers. So it is going to be fourth and goal from the 3. They were out of timeouts anyway, are given an injury timeout, and it is Joey Sly going to be out there to try the about the 20-yard chip shot field goal here for Carolina to make this a 6-point game. Chargers now inside 2 minutes, going to have 3rd and 7, 1:47 left to go in Buffalo. No timeouts for the Chargers, currently down 10. So look, they're in kind of that scenario where if you backed them, you need them to get a touchdown. But because it's a 10-point game, if they get in the field goal range, they could very well kick it because they're like, we need 3 anyways. So you're hoping they find their way into the end zone. If you're a Chargers backer here, no timeouts, 1:47 left to go in Jacksonville. We move to 27-25 Cleveland. Cleveland currently has got a 3rd and 1 on their own 45. Jacksonville just down to 1 timeout here. So if Cleveland can get the first down here, and Mayfield is going to line up in the shotgun and go ahead and hand it to the running back, and it looks like he is over the line of scrimmage. So Cleveland should be able to take knees here. Jacksonville only can stop the clock on one more occasion. Is a flag on the play, though, and this is Jerome Boger's crew, after all, so of course you're going to get holding on the offense. Jerome Boger and his crew love to call holding penalties, and they call one there on Shredder. So now it's going to be 3rd and 11 for Cleveland. Jacksonville does not have to use its timeout, but if you ever look at the officials on some of the sites that'll give you who the referees are on these games, like footballzebras.com is one that I use, Jerome Boger and his crew love to call holding penalties, so expect that you're going to see some, and it bites Cleveland here. But meanwhile, it looks like the Chargers are down to the one-yard line, but there is a flag on the play here. It looked like the pass was caught, so we'll go ahead, and Brady, if you squeeze another update here, well, I see what the laundry's about here in Buffalo.
Yeah, third and 12 for the Cleveland Browns after the holding penalty. And Wes, it looks like they're going to get the first down anyway, down to under a minute and a half left. And that was Nick Chubb on a screen pass from Baker Mayfield. He does get the yards to gain, and that'll be first down for Cleveland. And that's going to be your ball game pretty much right there, as Jacksonville will have to take. Well, now we've got an injury, so maybe they will not have to.
So
take
that might
final
be able to preserve that timeout. I don't believe that they're going to be charged, because we just saw that with Carolina, they were out of timeouts. They got an extra timeout essentially when DJ Moore was down in the end zone. And by the way, Minnesota has the football, 1:45 remaining, 27-21 Carolina. That was ruled a pass interference in Buffalo on the receiver Guyton, who pushed off the Bills defensive back, because it looked like the Chargers were going to have first and goal from the one. Now they've got fourth and 27 on their own 43 yard line, minute to go. Obviously last chance for the Chargers here, no timeouts. Bills lining up deep, a lot of room in that middle of the field. We'll see if Herbert can get it off, and he's going to have to scramble, but he's got a cannon for an arm and chucks it down the field. Now a jump ball. Who has it? The Chargers have it. Number 83 comes down with it for the Chargers. It's going to be first and goal on a fourth and 27. Herbert just heaved it up there. There are, I think we're about four or five Bills and about two Chargers there. And the ball is tipped, fighting for the ball. Number 83 has it. Johnson, Chargers got to rush up to try to get a playoff. I expect Herbert's going to try to clock it here. And no, they go ahead and run a play, but now step short at the 2 yard line. So 20 seconds left to go. Chargers do not clock the ball there. They try to hand it off to Eckler. Clock is running. Anthony Lynn is telling them to go ahead and proceed. 10 seconds left to go. Herbert's going to try a fade, incomplete. So 6 seconds left to go. Chargers going to have third and goal here. They theoretically could kick it, but I got to think they're this close. They're going to try to go for the touchdown, but little surprise on the clock management that maybe they didn't try to spike the ball there and they just ran it. And roughing the passer now called on the Buffalo Bills. So the Chargers going to get a little bit closer basically to the inch line here. So we'll see if they could punch it in. Obviously the spread is on the line in this game, as the Buffalo Bills currently lead by 10, 27-17, 6 seconds left to go. Herbert's going to have at least one more crack, maybe two more cracks here, 6 seconds on the clock.
What a crazy finish there in Western New York between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Chargers. A heck of a finish in Minnesota as well, as Kirk Cousins has brought the Vikings down the field with a big pass there over the middle to Kyle Rudolph. There was a pass interference call or a defensive holding call. They declined that. They've now got first and goal on the 10-yard line of Carolina. A touchdown gets them into the winning circle here with a touchdown and an extra point as they trail by just 6 points. It'll now be second and goal, as on first and goal, Cousins throws incomplete. 50 seconds left in this game. The Vikings have no timeouts. Carolina has no timeouts either, Wes. We go back to that Cleveland Browns game. Now just 49 seconds left in the game, second and 11, and Baker Mayfield and company look like they're in victory formation. So you said it earlier, Jacksonville Jaguar backers catching the 7.5 points are going to cash that ticket. Also, those playing a teaser on the Browns look like they're going to cash. And there's a Minnesota Vikings touchdown. Kirk Cousins throws a completed pass to Chad Beebe in the end zone. We've got a tie ball game now. An extra point will put the Vikings ahead by a single digit.
And 46 seconds left to go. No timeouts. Chargers down to their last play. They're not going to win the game down 10, but the spread very much in play here. 3 seconds remaining. I was watching this as you were updating that, Brady, and it looked like Michael Badgley, the kicker, was getting sent out on the field, and then they called him back out there. So, look, I think the Chargers are going to try to go for a touchdown here. I mean, it really doesn't matter. With 3 seconds, you're not going to win the game. So we shall see here. Second and goal now for the Los Angeles Chargers, 27-17. And was that extra point blocked there, Brady?
Yes. Extra point is blocked in Minnesota. Unbelievable. Now, there is a flag on the play. We'll see if they get another chance. They are tied at 27 apiece, and it is indeed on the Carolina Panthers. Oh. So this will give the Minnesota Vikings an even shorter attempt to not necessarily win the game. There are still 46 seconds left, but to take the lead, 28-27. Boy, wild finishes in Minnesota and in Orchard Park.
Yeah, Dan Bailey did get that PAT blocked. He did recover it. Is now the Chargers do snap it. It looked like Justin Herbert, I believe he got sacked there. So final score going to be 17 rather in Buffalo. Game goes under the total of 51.5. Buffalo is going to cover as -4 point favorites. 8-3 now are the Bills. 3-8 are the Chargers.
And the Indianapolis Colts do get back on the scoreboard as they score a touchdown, but they try an onside kick there, and that one's a touchdown for Tennessee. So this game was over the total a long time ago, but the scoring is not finished yet as the Tennessee Titans are into the end zone to make this 44-26, the extra point pending there in Indianapolis. And also the Atlanta Falcons, they tack another one on against the Las Vegas Raiders to make that 40-6. By the way, Dan Bailey on the second extra point attempt there for Minnesota. He is good to give the Vikings a 28-27 lead. Right now, Carolina covering the number. They closed as 3-point underdogs, but right now the Vikings looking to get that straight up victory.
Yeah, going to be a little bit less than 50 seconds to go with no timeouts for Carolina's own Teddy Covers, Teddy Bridgewater, who has had a very good record against the spread, especially as an underdog. Work cut out for him to try to get in the field goal range. And that touchdown you mentioned for Tennessee, onside kick bounces right up into A.J. Brown's hands. A.J. Brown already had a 69-yard touchdown pass, but now gets a touchdown on special teams. 44-26 in Indianapolis. Extra point pending. 2:29 left to go. Dogging over, definitely going to get the money here in Lucas Oil.
And it is officially a final now in Jacksonville. Again, the Cleveland Browns get the win if you had them on a teaser. Jacksonville gets the cash if you had them regular against the spread, as they were catching about 7 to 7.5 points at home today, and the home dog gets it done. Cleveland enjoying that 70, 80 degree weather there in Florida after having to play their last three games at home. They do get the victory, and I tell you what, pretty impressive, Wes. I believe Cleveland, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they 8-3 right now?
They are somehow, and look, you never apologize for wins in this league. They don't seem as good as their record, but it doesn't matter. They count, and I did take Jacksonville today and got fortunate with the backdoor at the end. Actually, Doug Marrone going for that, too. They left two-point conversions on the board where they had to go for two. Perhaps if Marrone goes ahead and kicks it earlier and then can kick it here at the end, it would have been tied. So it actually worked out for both sides, if you will. Those of us that took the Jags on the points and those of them that laid the Browns on the teaser on the money line parlay. So Doug Marrone's decision to go for two is what really gets it home and gets this result 27-25. If he didn't go for two and just kicked the extra point earlier, we might still be playing down in Jacksonville. And Teddy Bridgewater deep over the middle, nice gain to about the 40-yard line, 25 seconds left to go. Carolina, no timeouts on the clock.
Right, and we've got an injury timeout in that ball game right now. That completed pass by Bridgewater, there was quite a collision there, and we've got one of the Minnesota Vikings defensive backs currently on the floor. Wes, no score between the New Orleans Saints and the Denver Broncos just yet. No score between the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. And coming up in just about 5 minutes, we've got the marquee game of the day. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, who come off of a very impressive hard-fought victory over our Las Vegas Raiders right here at Allegiant Stadium. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are getting anywhere from 3 to 3.5 points, depending on where you shop. Did you get involved in this game?
I did. I took the Bucks at 3.5. Looks like they're seeing a little bit of late money at some what we call faraway places. Some late money perhaps coming on Tampa Bay getting 3 in the hook. And it wasn't necessarily just getting the hook. This was just a little bit of a buy low on the Bucks. Obviously, not a great performance last Monday night against the Rams. And what you've really seen so far with Tampa Bay all season against really what you call elite defenses, they've struggled a little bit. Obviously, New Orleans has beaten them twice. The Bears got them. The Bears still have a very good defense despite their disappointing record and disappointing play of late. And also, the Rams have a very good defense. The Kansas City Chiefs have very good defensive players, but not necessarily a good defensive unit. The Bucs should be able to move the ball on these guys. And I think this is a chance for them to get their offense right. And I just thought that this was a decent spot off that poor Monday night performance to take the Bucs. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, Teddy Bridgewater spikes it. I believe they're at the 37-yard line, and he is coming off. Looks like he may have a shoulder injury. So they may be sending Joey Sly out right now with no timeouts to try to kick that field goal. I believe it'll be a 54-yarder, if my math is correct, for Carolina. Minnesota currently up 28-27, 6 seconds left to go. Sly's career long, by the way, he hit last week at home against Detroit, a 56-yarder.
Yeah, this will be very interesting. 54-yard attempt is indeed correct, Wes. There are 6 seconds left in the ball game. Joey Sly lining up to win the ball game for Carolina. They currently trail by a point, 28-27, looking to win this ball game by 2. The kick is off, and it is way wide left. That is no good. Minnesota's going to hang on and win this ball game. Carolina gets the cash. We'll come back on the other side, right here inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Welcome back to the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon here, live at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook on an NFL Sunday. Week 12 already in the NFL. My partner Wes Reynolds down at the VSiN Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. And the one game from the morning slate that is still not final yet, Wes, your Indianapolis Colts. Just a minute and 16 seconds left, but the Titans are about to take the victory stance here and close this one out. 45-26. They win as 3-point underdogs in this game, sails over the total, which closed here at BetMGM at 51.
Yeah, and this Raider game also taking its sweet time, especially if you back the Raiders, 43-6. Derek Carr now on the sidelines. Raiders playing the backups here. A absolute shellacking by the Atlanta Falcons of the Las Vegas Raiders, who are going to fall to 6-5. And you know, hopefully, if you're a Raider fan or Raider backer, you don't want history to repeat itself. Remember, they started 6-4. Week 12 went to the Jets and lost badly, and then kind of flamed out for the rest of the season. So the Raiders are going to have to get over. And look, that was a tough loss to get over last week. They had led the Chiefs, and then Mahomes got the ball last. And when Patrick Mahomes gets the ball last, bad things usually happen for his opponents. So Nathan Peterman on in the mop-up duty for the Silver and Black, 43-6 Atlanta, 2.5 minutes to go in the Dome.
No score in Denver right now. Just about 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter in the Mile High City, where the Broncos there are hosting the New Orleans Saints. Of course, the quarterback story, the lack of quarterbacks, the story there for the Denver Broncos. But right now, the defense stepping up and holding the New Orleans Saints scoreless. Again, just about 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. No score on the board there. We do have a field goal in Los Angeles West. The Rams up on San Francisco, 3-0. nothing. By the way, the in-game price, again, this closed at MGM at 17 in favor of the Saints. Now your in-game price there in Denver is the Saints minus 15.5. The Los Angeles Rams, they closed as 5.5-point favorites, even 5 in some shops here over the San Francisco 49ers. And with a 3-point lead, they have moved to 7.5-point favorites in the in-game market. I find that quite interesting. And if I was involved, Wes, with only 3 points on the board for Los Angeles, I would still take the 7.5 with San Francisco.
And that's probably going to be taken off the board here as Debo Samuel, a big gain on the end around. Look, Kyle Shanahan, they love to run those end arounds and those reverse handoffs to the receiver. Big game for Debo Samuel puts the 49ers in Rams territory. So 49ers, I believe, are on about the Rams 37. They'll have a second and 7 upcoming. So look, getting Samuel back, and look, the 49ers hadn't been healthy all year. So anytime they can get a couple valuable cogs back, it's a good thing for this team. And currently 3-0, as you mentioned, Brady. Rams get on the board first, but now the red and gold currently in the blue and yellows territory here. 5:05 left to go, 3-0 Rams.
Like our friend William Hill said earlier this morning on the Lombardi line, you give a good coach and a few healthy players back like Shanahan has been given to him, and you give him that many points, and he's going to find a way to be competitive in that game. And so far, that is the case. Wes, while we have just a minute here, let's take a look at a college basketball game, a good matchup that'll be coming up in about an hour from now, 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. And that'll be number 14, Texas Tech, taking on number 17. Houston. Houston, a heavy favorite to win the ACC, returning 3 out of their top 4 scorers from last year. They were 23-8 last year, were the Cougars. You've got Chris's Beard's Texas Tech Red Raiders that were just 18-13 last year. Maybe a little bit disappointing. They lose a couple of starters to graduation, but they bring in a couple of transfers, and they're favored here today, a 2.5-point favorite with a total of 130.5.
Yeah, and this number looks pretty right to me. I power rated at 3, so no real advantage in the numbers. 2 impressive wins for the Red Raiders out of the gate over Northwestern State and Sam Houston State, but obviously a big step up in class to play the Houston Cougars and Kelvin Sampson. But defense has been good so far for Chris Beard, and it has also been for Houston. Houston, 2 wins to start out the year with Lamar, and then a solid Boise State club on Friday night. I didn't really have a numbers edge here. I thought it was 3, so I left this one alone. As the 49ers are also into the end zone, Raheem Mostert in on a touchdown run, 7-3 Niners early on in Los Angeles.
Yep, the extra point is up and good. 7-3 San Francisco over the Rams currently, and the Rams dip down to now a 1.5-point favorite in the in-game wagering. Very interesting. We'll come back and also preview some more college basketball here inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Shopping weekend is the perfect time to sign up for VSiN. New subscribers get 25% off the regular price of an annual all-access membership, plus a $30 credit in the VSiN store. Subscribe today and you'll get our brand new College Hoops Guide, which is overflowing with information you need for the season, our daily best bets emails, point spread weekly, 24/7 video streaming, and the chance to pick up a stylish new VSiN t-shirt, mug, or hat for the holidays. Don't miss this deal. Huge annual savings, plus a $30 credit to use on great VSiN gear. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. It is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. I'm live at the Mandalay Bay, the beautiful and bustling race and sports book here at the Mandalay Bay. Come on by and say hello. A good crowd, of course, all socially distanced, but a pretty full house here for an NFL Sunday. And Wes Reynolds, the same situation over there for week 12 in the NFL over at our VSiN studios inside the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. And Wes, it looks like the Saints finally have a little something going on offense. Still in their own territory, but that Bronco defense has been a stalwart all afternoon long so far. Now on fourth and one, it looks like the Saints were going to go for it, and we have a flag. I don't know if this is
is get him to jump off, and I think they might have been successful in that endeavor.
Okay, yes, a neutral zone infraction called on the Denver Broncos there, and so that will keep the drive alive for Taysom Hill and the New Orleans Saints. Again, no score. New Orleans will have first and 10, still in their own territory, about their own 40-yard line. Jared Goff and company trailing the 49ers, and Jared Goff has just thrown an interception to Richard Sherman, Wes. It'll tell you what it does for a team to have key players back in the lineup, and off of that performance on Monday night, Jared Goff looked really infallible against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but San Francisco showing up early here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, the Shermanator still producing at his age here in his advanced years in the National Football League. Goff threw it up for grabs. Sherman right there on the spot, so they'll take over 7-3. Good start for the 49ers. We do have a score already in Tampa Bay. It is just a field goal for Kansas City. They tried to run a reverse pass, it looks like. Mahomes had threw it to Kelce, and then Kelce was going to throw it back to him, but the Bucs were ready for it and got a stop, and Kansas City had to settle for three there. Just 3-0 here, 10:35 left to go. Tampa Bay approaching midfield. Now that game here in Las Vegas, where we're broadcasting, is finally going to be on our local CBS affiliate, which, of course, was carrying that Raider game, that Raider-Falcon game, which looked like it would never end, and not a moment too soon for the Raiders as Falcons get the win 43-6. Tampa Bay, 3rd and 6 from their own 46-yard line. Tom Brady overthrows his receiver, so it is going to be a punt coming up for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Chiefs up 3.
And the Los Angeles Rams, after that interception, they remain a favorite in the in-game market over the San Francisco 49ers. 2.5 points now, your total of 49.5. The Kansas City Chiefs hanging on to that 3-point advantage, as you mentioned, 3-0 over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay will punt it back to Kansas City. Kansas City will start on offense now from about their own 22-yard line, and they are a 5.5-point favorite in the in-game market with a total of 55.5. It's got to be good for Tampa Bay backers early in this game, Wes, to hold Patrick Mahomes and company to a field goal, but now on the reverse, Tampa Bay cannot respond. They have to punt it back and give Patrick Mahomes the ball again. You can only hope to turn him over here with a punt or hold them to another field goal, but it just seems like what we saw on Monday night and what we've seen all season long, really for the last 2 years out of this Kansas City Chiefs team, it's very hard to stop this offense. You've got to trade shots with him.
Yeah, right on, Brady. I mean, it was a look, and Tom Brady was a little bit off last week, I thought, against the Rams, and I think that was more of a byproduct of the Rams' defense. But overthrew on a 3rd and 6. I mean, we're so used to Tom Brady, obviously, in his younger years. That's an easy completion and an easy first down a few years ago. Not so much now. So giving Kansas City the ball back, you almost got to put points on the board every possession. And 49ers not going to put points on the board at this possession. Ball popped loose, fumble recovered at midfield by the Rams. Already 2 turnovers apiece for these two teams here in Los Angeles. As ball is popped loose, Mullins has already thrown an interception, as has Goff. And there is a fumble here. Ball absolutely got popped loose by the Rams defensive lineman and recovered. Popped loose from Wilson Jr. had it, and then all of a sudden he didn't, and now the Rams defensive line has it. So they're going to take over at midfield, 1st and 10.
Yeah, the two representatives, both from the NFC West in the last two Super Bowls, getting a little sloppy here in the early going. San Francisco, again, hanging on to a 7-3 lead, and the Rams remain a 2.5-point favorite in the in-game wagering. They take over on offense right at about midfield. Wes, before we go to break here, let's touch on another college basketball game that will start at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and that is the Washington Huskies taking on the Baylor Bears right across the street here at T-Mobile Arena, where the Vegas Golden Knights play. And this is a revenge spot for Baylor, as Washington opened up the season with the Baylor Bears last season and got the win. Of course, Baylor really took care of business with the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns last night. No problem there. And they're a big favorite here over Washington by 11 with a total of 145.
Yeah, I was surprised to see Baylor last night in that high scoring game with UL Lafayette. 112 points for Baylor, and obviously the market's going to react off that result to maybe think that Baylor's going to run a little bit more this year. This total opened 140, now seeing 148 here at BetMGM and 148.5. With that big of a number, I usually don't like to go against big total moves early in the season, but I kind of think I would be leaning that way here because two zone teams here. Look, first game for Washington, so obviously they are going to be maybe a little bit out of kilter, perhaps offensively. And these are two teams that like to run zones. Obviously, Mike Hopkins, longtime Syracuse assistant under Jim Boeheim, runs that 2-3 zone at Washington. And Baylor likes to run a matchup zone in their own right on Scott Drew. Matchup zone, of course, is a zone with more man-to-man principles. Baylor hit 15 threes last night and shot really well. And look, UL Lafayette, not really a good defensive team. At this point, I'm going to maybe take a stand against the move on Baylor. I just think almost an 8.5-9-point move off one result. You don't want to overreact to results too early. So the under would be where I would look here. I couldn't really get there on the side because I'm not necessarily sure what to expect out of the Huskies.
The Kansas City Chiefs now have a 2nd-and-2 after an encroachment penalty on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also, Alvin Kamara starting to really get it going for the New Orleans Saints in Denver. They are now inside the 20-yard line and on the move, trying to put the first score on the board in the Mile High City. We'll come back with Mike Piranio, the director of the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook, when we return right here on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. BetMGM customers have a chance to win $100 when they place a $1 wager on any pro football team to score a touchdown. Sign up and use the bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this offer. Get ready for showtime. Download the app today. Use the promo code VSIN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any pro football team to score a touchdown. This is a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, Tennessee, and West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. In Tennessee, call or text the red line at 800-889-9789. In Indiana, call 800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. And we are joined now, as we are every NFL Sunday, by our friend Mike Piranio. He is the director of race and sports here at the beautiful Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Again, my partner Wes Reynolds down the street at the South Point. And three games going on in the afternoon. We've got the Los Angeles Rams leading the San Francisco 49ers 7-3. And it looks like the Saints, did they just get on the board? Yes, 7-0.
Yeah,
they take the early lead. lead.
Yep, Taysom Hill ran it into the end zone. 7-0, 10-19 left to go in the second quarter. First score of the game. Obviously, this total got majorly readjusted with the Broncos starting the former Wake Forest wide receiver Kendall Hinton at quarterback. So this closed at BetMGM at 36, lowest total on the board. Saints 16.5-point favorites. So perhaps at 17, saw a little bit of nibbles on the Broncos side. I know I went ahead and did that myself.
Well, and we were talking, Wes, about the Kansas City Chiefs, and you need to trade punches with them. A good stop there by the Tampa Bay defense to force a punt out of Kansas City, and Tom Brady and company now start again on offense, again trailing 3-0. I mentioned Mike Piranio joins us here, and Mike, good to have you as always. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you. How was the morning? Obviously, the bulk of the games, 8 of them in the NFL, were happening this morning. How did it go for the Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, it was back to a normal early game festival. You know, I was nice having late games split up a little bit. I'm surprised
right.
they went back to that, but it was a very good morning. We had actually $100K and a $200K bet on the Raiders, so that
wow.
secured the morning's victory for us here. Anyway, it was pretty good on that. We also needed the Bengals, which helped. We needed the Colts, hurt a little bit. And then the Chargers and Panthers. So with the Raiders win, it was a good morning. We'll see how it goes this afternoon. We definitely need the Broncos. Nobody's betting the Broncos with a wide receiver at quarterback.
Except
Rams
me.
And Bucks. Well, that's a lot of points. I mean, the quarterbacks are important, but it's interesting what they're doing with that. It's surprising. I can't believe they couldn't pick somebody up to play quarterback somewhere.
Well, I thought we heard Tim Tebow's music about to be played in Denver. Maybe get him out of retirement. At least he was kind of a quarterback in the NFL, did win a playoff game there. But I'm not surprised. And I think I was fortunate, Brady and Mike, in the fact that I like the Broncos in the spot all week, assuming that the normal quarterback play was going to happen with Drew Lock, which has been kind of hit or miss really the last few weeks, but you certainly would rather have him than Kendall Hinton. But fortunately, that news broke late in the green zone yesterday afternoon and didn't end up playing it in the contest out here. Feel for those that did. I know more people played it in over at the Westgate than they did at the Circa because of the deadline being later, but obviously you're getting 11 points at the better of the number in the contest if you're laying the Saints. But nevertheless, Saints up 7-0 10 minutes ago in the second quarter.
Mike, I want to ask you, you mentioned it was kind of weird how this all unraveled, the situation with the Broncos and the Saints. And Wes, you can comment too, but you know, we saw the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens game get moved, you know, to later in the day, to Monday, to Tuesday. They were making all those adjustments in response to COVID news. And then we get the COVID news out of Denver and there's like, well, okay, you're on your own. Go find a quarterback. It was kind of weird that the inconsistencies maybe in how the NFL treated it.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what's going to happen here. There's a lot of stuff that is kind of unbelievable almost to see a wide receiver playing quarterback in the NFL. I mean, to be honest with you, what if he gets hurt, seriously hurt playing that position? I mean, there's a lot of things that they need to think about on doing this, and I think one of them needs to be the bubble playoff scenario, which we're volunteering in Vegas, by the way, to hold a bubble here. So don't have enough fields probably, but maybe we can hold the wild card or something. But it's definitely a different situation. We'll see what happens. It's something you can't control. The line we can control, obviously, but there were some people coming up today going, I bet this earlier in the week, what do I do?
You root hard.
I can apologize, but...
Yeah, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network actually reported that the NFL was considering quote-unquote local bubbles for the playoffs, and obviously right here in Vegas. Look, we don't have the rodeo here in December. We need to fill some occupancy as much as we can in the properties here around town. So hopefully they can work that scenario out. But you're absolutely right, Brady, with the inconsistency, because that Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, look, before all this news came out, that was the first spot I circled was Baltimore. Baltimore. Getting another crack at Pittsburgh, kind of backs against the wall against an undefeated team, and then all of a sudden it gets moved to, it was supposed to be at Sunday in the early window on NBC, but now going to be Tuesday night football on NBC. So it's hard for me personally. I don't know how the bettors are reacting at BetMGM, Mike, or at your shop at Mandalay Bay. It's hard to play it now because obviously the line has been adjusted up to 10 points. Are you still seeing action, or are you seeing bettors kind of gun shy to play when you have a change like this?
Well, you know, people will bet it. I mean, we're still seeing action. It's still the NFL, and it's going to be on TV, so people are going to bet it, whatever it is. You're not going to see large bets. You're not going to see steam money. And the other thing is it's going to affect the Thursday night game now. There's no way they can – I don't think they can play the Thursday night game.
Right.
And that's going to bleed into next week. And I know they've also talked about having a COVID week and maybe push everything back. That might be a solution too, but it seems to me one of those two has to be done, a bubble or push, have a COVID week for situations like this. I mean, they're talking maybe having to forfeit games. I don't know how that's going to happen. I'd rather delay than forfeit.
We were talking, of course, to our Saturday guest, Jeff Stoneback, and we were talking about the Monday night football game. And, you know, there were a lot of lopsided decisions today in the NFL, a lot of road favorites that had 70 or better percent of the tickets on the road favorites. You mentioned the New York Giants, and you cashed that one for the house with the Cincinnati Bengals covering. But how about Monday night? You've got the road favorite Seattle Seahawks laying about 6.5 points to the Philadelphia Eagles. Are you feeling good about rooting for the Eagles on Monday night?
Well, it's weird you ask that because I am rooting for the Eagles regardless because of personal reasons, but and it's not because I'm a fan, I'm a bettor. But
okay.
Like last week with Denver, I lucked out a little bit with that. But yeah, this game, it's not going to be, there's not going to be a decision on this. People are staying away from it with what happened on the games today. There's not going to be a big decision on this. And Tuesday's game, because it's on Tuesday, it's kind of in between where people that were here are leaving on Monday and people aren't here for the next week yet. So I don't anticipate that much action on it. And if we do get action, big action, it's going to be probably Wise Guys because they're the ones that still are in town.
Right, right.
Pat Mahomes, an absolute missile to Tyreek Hill, a beautifully thrown ball. Tyreek Hill turns around and catches it, runs it into the end zone, 10-0 early, 6:49 left to go in the first quarter. And we were talking about this, Brady. Tampa Bay can't have too many three and outs here because if you give these guys, the Chiefs, enough opportunities, they're going to be able to score. So Hill already with four catches, 133 yards, and a touchdown just halfway through the first quarter. So Tom Brady and the Bucs in a little bit of a hole here early.
Mike, who are you rooting for? Who is the house rooting for in this game?
The Bucs game?
Yes.
Well, we need the Bucs. Okay. We need the Bucs and the Rams and the Broncos, which... Broncos, I doubt if there was that much action, but I'm sure this game was well bet just because it's the key matchup this afternoon, and we'll definitely need the Buccaneers.
Did you get both public and professional action on the Rams?
Yeah.
I mean, on the 49ers,
I should say. The 49ers, the game going now?
Yeah, because you said you're rooting for the Rams.
Yeah,
so
well.
You got both recreational and professional action on the Niners?
Yeah, we got a little bit of both, but it's always... The fans are always going to bet the favorites in these games, typically. Road favorites probably hurt us a little bit today. I mean, I'm sure some of those games, although it looks like we did pretty good because of Vegas, but typically favorites, if they do win, it's a week like this, in my opinion anyway. If they're going to win and cover, it's a week like this where you come off a week where dogs just crush it. And then the next week, you got some teams playing on the road as favorites. Normally, they maybe are less a big a favorite as they would be because the dogs won the week before.
All right, that is Mike Piranio. He is the director of race and sports here at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Come on by and say hello to us at VSiN, and also say hi to Mike. Sign up for the BetMGM app. That's our number two in the books here on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Wes Reynolds and I will be back to wrap up the final hour, keep you updated on the NFL scoreboard. Three games going on right now, and you mentioned those Kansas City Chiefs into the end zone, Wes. They also are now 10.5-point favorites in the in-game market. No change with the Niners and the Rams. Still 7-3 in favor of San Francisco. The Rams remain 2.5-point favorites in the in-game market there. and New Orleans with a 7-0 lead on the Denver Broncos. Now bigger than where they were prior to kickoff. 18.5 point favorites are the New Orleans Saints there on the road. They currently have the ball on offense again, facing a 2nd-and-9. We'll update you on that when we come back on the other side. Again, it is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.